the context of Rambam, so Rava says that one of his goals through the Sefer will be to be Meyasher. Again, if you're looking, if you have the Lev Tov edition, it's on page Nun Gimel. Meyasher Hamakdim Umargil Hamizacher. That in Avodas Hashem, the sequence can be crucial. So Meyasher Hamakdim Umargil Hamizacher. So presumably what he's referring to is, again, as you make your way through the Sefer, so the Chovos HaLevavos explains to us why each sha'ar is positioned as it is. So for instance, in the Hakdama to Sha'ar HaYichud, the very beginning, the opening lines of Sha'ar HaYichud, if you take a look at those, say, Omer HaMechaber, Kashach HaKanu Al Masha HaTzorech Elov, Yosem Mipinos Dosenu V'Sharasheha. What's the most fundamental of the Chovos HaLevavos? Motzanu Yichud Elokim, excuse me, Belev Shalem, Shorsho V'Yisoda. The foundation of all of Torah, of all our religion, of all of Avodas Hashem, is Yichud Hashem. U'bayichud yipayid ha-mamin min ha-kofer. What distinguishes a mamin from a kofer is correct belief in Yichud Hashem. A person believes believes in God, but does not with Yichud Hashem, with multiplicity. So that's not emuna. That's clear. Lo yitachen umisha nata mimenu. One who doesn't have a proper belief, and again, ayin in the Hagdama, the difference between belief and knowledge. One who doesn't have the proper belief, lo yitachen lo maisa, velo tiskayin lo emunah. That there's no. Everything is predicated upon Yichud Hashem. Everything a person does. That there's no. If a person's emunah is obviously. If it's incorrect, it's not emuna. A person's entire avoda, if it's misdirected, is not avoda. A person can put on tefillin, a person can daven, and a person can attend on a superficial level to all mitzvahs. and if his conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sufficiently flawed, so then it's nothing. There's no avoda. If he's thinking of an old man with a kindly face and a long white beard, and that's his address for tefillah, and that's whose mitzvahs he's being mekayim, so then. Lo yitachen lo maisa velo tiskayim lo emuna. That's what the Rambam writes also. The Rambam writes like that also. He says a person can be thinking about Hashem all the time. A person can say be'ezras Hashem and mirtzah Hashem all the time. All of which, with the right axiom, are very, very important avodas. But if a person doesn't have the correct conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then again, it's really worse than that, but it's meaningless. So that's what the Chavos Levavos says. So if a person's going to work in Chavos Levavos, so before he works on, so I'm going to work on the, everything he should do should be lishma. I'm gonna. So that was one of the examples of Chavos Levavos that Rabbeinu Bachya provides. So that's what he says. No, a person has to go about it in the right sequence, and you look at the Hagdama to each of the Sha'arim here in Chavos Levavos. He explains why after Shaar HaYichud, Shaar HaBechina is the natural follow up, etc. And that's certainly what he means in context when he talks about how it's vital within Avodas Hashem that a person follow a correct sequence. But the Yisod is true more broadly than the Chavos Levavos has occasion to be discussing it here. It's certainly very true in let's say, in Talmud Torah. Maybe to give two examples, two applications of the Yisod as applied to Talmud Torah. Ultimately, again, one strives for the Havana of Divrei Torah. So not just to sort of know the goof of Divrei Torah, but the inner core as well. But we can't fast forward to that dimension to understand the inner core. So first, we have to know how to make a laning on the Gemara. We have to just understand what the Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara is. And we have to know the relevant Yediyas in the Gemara. And we have to have straight in our minds what the Gemara's conclusion is. Sometimes if it was a long, winding path in the Shakla Vitaria, so like Rashi quotes in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Revach in Parsha for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mizvonen. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who's being lomi in Pi HaGvura, needs to sort of step back and digest. Okay, so what happened here? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu just teach me? So Kal V'chom, the Hedyot HaLomi Ben Hedyot. And well, we can add another Kal V'chom to that Kal V'chom when we learn. So it's not even always that we're being taught. You know, we're learning on our own. Kal V'chom, the Hedyot HaLomi Mi Pi Atzmo. So just in terms of learning, so we need to make a laning, we need to get the ideas down, and all those are, again, A, kishal atzmam, very important elements, and B, they're also a tanai kodim lemaisa to any correct havana as well. We can't run before we walk. And when we try to run before we walk, we inevitably fall down. So that's one application within Talmud Torah about the Yasha Hamakdim and Margil Hamasacha. The other is when, if ever, you know, a person learns Nistar. And we're not talking about the Nistar, which has sort of been mainstreamed. We're not talking about Nefesh HaChayim, something like that, which is something that, you know, in Chaim Balazhin are mainstreamed for us. Hagam that it's, you know, Ruba de Ruba de Ruba de Ruba, all quotes from Chochmas HaNistar. Then let's say Nistar, which hasn't been mainstreamed. A person has to be very learned in Nigla before he can responsibly turn to Nistar. And that's true you know, from a couple of different angles. Number one, you know, that's the, you know, as the Rambam says, you know, first a person has to be mamali kreso boss of a yayin, and then the boss of a yayin is the nigla, the exoteric part of Torah. So given that that's the way Chazal tell us, a person's not going to have the siyata, the shemaya, which is needed in all Talmud Torah. Gal einai v'abit and nefos mitar asach, as the Rambam Yud Gimel Yikaram quotes from David HaMelech. But secondly, when we delve into Nistar without being sufficiently grounded in Nigla, there's a danger of misunderstanding, misconstruing what the Nistar means. Now, being very learned in Nigla doesn't tell you what Nistar means, but it tells you what it doesn't mean and what it can't mean. And that's more important than knowing what it does mean. We don't know what it means. Okay. So that level is above us, is beyond us. Okay. So whatever we weren't capable of in Olam Hazeh, it's like Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of us later. But when we get ahead of ourselves, again, in the way that the Chovas HaVavos in his context is talking about, so what happens is that people take literally the figurative and metaphorical language of Nistar, and you can get very, very messed up that way, very, very messed up in terms of in terms of belief.
Rabbi said that learning Nigla doesn't lead to understanding Nistar, but if one just knows like the introduction to Rambam Perche like very well, and maybe does like the first part of Mada in the Rambam, and they just do that very well, like, does that take that long to, like, know that really well? And, like, is that enough to like, go, like, before, like, with it?
In terms of the second of the two considerations, again, it doesn't address the first consideration, but in terms of, so it's not how much halacha l'maaseh it is, but at least in terms of the second consideration you're asking. It's certainly a very good and important step. It's not adequate, and again, I should have. Your question was invited by the way I said it. Your question is correct, but part of the way the Rambam explains the need, not part of it, the way the Rambam explains the need to be makdim nigla to Nistar, it's also the Rambam says it's miyashrin daito tchila. That it's not only sort of the knowing what the nigla dika concept of Hashem Echad is, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Baal Guf, and therefore not to, you know, repeat these ridiculous lashonos of we all have a little piece of God inside of us, you know, which is, you know, Lashonos. So it's not only, you know, to be rooted in, you're right, you know, the Sefer HaMadrigal goes a long way to addressing that. But the Rambam speaks at the end of Perek Daled B'Sedei Torah about Miyashvin Daito Shel Adam Tchila, which means that also just the prolonged immersion in Nigla also trains a person's mind and that when he'll need to come to think and understand in Dvarim Nistarim, that he'll be better positioned for that reason as well. So that wouldn't be that point which the Rambam makes, which I didn't mention before. Your question is correct. I think also requires more than just a crash course in Sefer HaMadrigal and then bring on the Zohar. not so pushy. Again, all this is without talking about the level of Yerushalayim that a person is supposed to have before delving into the Zinyanim, which is also very relevant to Halacha L'maaseh. In Avodas Hashem, outside of Talmud Torah as well, the sequence is as important. Sometimes you can have, in a certain area of Halacha, that a person is within the same area of halacha is again, the point is also valid from one area to the next, but it stands out especially sharply when it's in the same area. Now, a person can be mekel on dvarim chamurim and machmir on dvarim kalim. Let's say lo yehi that one knew that a certain hashkacha on meat was a dubious hashkacha. So for a person to be echreis, makbir on chalav Yisrael. So Moshe says, no, Chol V'Yisrael Me'ikar Din is not required, so because you have government regulation to make sure they don't mix in milk from Behemoth Me'ya. And the fact that this government regulation means that the Me'ikar Din, Chol V'Stam in the United States is Mutter, as Moshe said. So a person is going to be Machmer on that, and he's going to be Mekel on this dubious Hashkocha of eating meat. I don't know, this dubious hashkacha of eating meat, is relevant to the Oraisas, and Cholav Stam, Cholav Yisrael, is relevant to the Rabbanon. To be mahader and machmir when the Ikar HaDin is tenuous, is shvach, it not only, it's a compounded problem. It's not only because my Ikar HaDin is shvach that it's a problem, but the moshel is this. But let's say a person has a shirt with French cuffs, so you wear cufflinks. Okay, so that's very nice. So a person's wearing a nice suit, and has a nice tie, and his shoes are shined, and he also has cufflinks. Very nice. What happens if the person shows up in shul, not in a nice suit, shows up, he's wearing his pajama bottoms, and whatever, you can embellish as you like, but he's also he has French cuffs on his pajama tops, and has these beautiful gold cufflinks on his pajama top. So not only is it sort of out of sequence in terms of, you know, part of Kavod Ve'Oneg is to dress nicely on Shabbos. So not only is it out of sequence to have the cufflinks, you know, before he has the Shabbos suit, but it's a chuchot tzlula, right? It becomes a caricature. Not only doesn't it contribute, but it detracts. So here too, we need to, sometimes we, you know, there's an allure to the, I obviously don't mean this literally, but in terms of what it represents, there's an allure to the cufflinks, and there's not so much interest in the in the Shabbos suit. And whatever the nimshal to that is in different contexts. Then Shulchan Aruch that a person should. This is it's not illustrating that exact iteration, but another iteration within this parsha of sequence within Avodas Hashem. So the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tefillin that a person should only put on Tefillin Shel Aveir HaTam if he's muchzak bechassidus. If he's muchzak bechassidus. Okay, so if one comes from a family and by many chassidim that this is accepted, so then, okay, so for whatever reason, they sort of have a different psak than what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I think for any individual, I don't think that individual is going against what it says in Shulchan Aruch, because they don't have that psak. But if one isn't, you know, in such a community, so then that's what it says, that you have to enforce on the chassidus. The Rav said once that that's Reb Chaim, why he didn't put on Tefillin Shel Aveir HaTam. So he said, it's in Shulchan Aruch, only if I enforce on the chassidus, I didn't put on Tefillin Shel Aveir HaTam. I think Rav Shachter likes to give the example in this parsha that you know, can you do the Nusach HaGra in Kaddish leaves out the V'Yisala and leaves out V'Yisala Yisbarach Yishtavach, so the Gra says there should be seven Lashanas corresponding to whatever, and you don't have the eighth V'Yisala. So Shachter says, you know, before you follow the Gaon on that, you should follow the Gaon on learning 20 hours a day. Learn 20 hours a day, and then you'll leave out V'Yisala. But sort of learn 20 minutes a day, and then say, no, but I don't say V'Yisala when the Minhag Yisrael is that, you know. Okay, again, if a person was brought up on Minhag Yisrael, it's a different story. But if it's not one's personal masor, again, similar to what we just said about the film Shabbat Benatan, but if it's not one's personal masor, so then it's there are examples again of what the Chavos HaVavos was talking about in his context of, you know, sequence is important within Avodas Hashem. Let's just go on a little bit. I think we left off Vahavinosi. I think we were around there. Vahavinosi. Kianafoshos ta'avosin rabba lahasig tachlis hara umisrashlos lasog v'darki hachesed umisatzlos lahakdim el hatovos v'holchos tomid v'darki haschok v'hasimcha. V'im nira aleihem marit tavo sheyikrasen, bodos divishekalintos elav, v'somchos es ta'anosav lahamin etiyosav. Right, we come up with rationalizations for indulging. Ulechazek odosav ulechaber pridosav, v'im yor lahem nehu emes likrosam, So then we push that away again. We rationalize why that's not correct. Bodos dvarim betelim lehimana minitos elav. Betonos elav. Umachtios eshvila vesosos esenyanov. Lahafid chibur ulihiparid mimenu. V'chol adam oyevo, his enemy, bein tzla'ov. Right, is within him, right? Between his sides. Ela im yiyelo, ezem elokov, umolchiach mezuman lenafsho, v'shilton gover, asher yikshor osa b'chevel ha'avoda. V'yivlemena b'resen ha'tzedek, V'yakena b'shol tamusa. V'kashe yachshav lasas tova al yachar, v'im yisrael libo l'derach achar, v'z yigam bo v'yizgar b'olav. So, what's... I think reflected here is something which is maybe more explicit and therefore easier to recognize in the Seles Hasharim, the Kimadume, it's here as well. Chazal tell us, you know, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarach, we have a yetzah tov, we have a yetzah hara. The yetzah tov, excuse me, the yetzah hara, is the inclination to dvarim gashmi and taivas, etc. And the Yetzer Tov is the netiya towards dvarim ruchani and dvarim sechli. Okay, so from the lashon shnei yitzaracha, so we could imagine that, you know, it's sort of, you know, if you, you know, imagine you're in a boat, in the middle of the river. So you know, the Yetzer Hara is a current that pulls in one direction, and the Yetzer Tov is a current that pulls in the opposite direction. And okay, so as long as a person is kind of neutral, so then he's sort of going to be in the middle. I don't know, maybe at times the Yetzer Tov will prevail, and at times the Yetzer Hara will prevail. And when you look in Ramchal's Hagdama, so Ramchal makes a crucial point, and he says it's not like that. He says, if a person is not making a conscious, concerted effort, so the Yetzer Hara prevails. He speaks of how all the Yesodos, which he's going to talk about in the Seles Hasharim, is Nishkochim Mibnei Ha'odom B'teva. He talks about how the Yetzer HaTov is not something instinctive and reflexive the way the Yetzer Hara is. The Yetzer Hara is an instinctive, visceral reaction. When something is ma'orah taiva in us, it's not that a person makes a deliberate, premeditated decision to be mis'ava. No, it's a instinctive reaction. Mashen Kein, the Yetzer HaTov is something that needs to be activated. It's something that needs to be... You have to turn the on switch. The Yetzer Hara is set on the on setting. That's where it is, because it functions reflexively. Mashen Ken, the Yetzer HaTov only functions reflectively. Now, ultimately, the Yetzer HaTov is stronger than the Yetzer Hara. If a person lives reflectively, so then he'll end up doing the right thing, living the way he should. But if a person just sort of goes through life on automatic pilot, so it's not going to be that he's, you know, the cross currents of the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara will affect him equally. And that's what, again, it's not as, it's easier to understand this Chovos HaLevavos, you know, with the benefit of Amchal, but that's what he's saying. Ki hanefashos ta'avosin rabba lahasik tachlis hara. U'misrashlos lasos b'daki ha'chesed. one's natural reaction when we wake up first thing in the morning is not gewaldig. I can get up and run to the Reish Madrash. It's let me turn over and sleep for another hour. That's the reality. That's how we react when we wake up in the morning. And if Roshus Tavos and Rava, Misrashlos Lasa Vidach Yehachesu, Misatzlos Lahakdim Alatovos. V'holchos Tomid Vidach Yehachot V'hasimcha. There needs to be a very consistent, concerted effort . If there is, that prevails, unquestionably. But it's an important, very, very fundamental, very, very fundamental mistake. Okay, let's stop.